guy that we know, the ring in Israel. Poor guy woke him up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Chavod. Your permission. The Gemara tells us that the same judges us again on Shavuot. Even though the Gemara says Hashem judges the universe once a year on Rosh Hashanah, nevertheless, says the Gemara, Shavuot is Yom Hadin. Nevertheless, we say Hallel on Shavuot. The Rambam writes in his commentary, and Rosh Hashanah, even though it's Rosh Chodesh as well, we don't say Hallel. Says Rambam, because it's Yom Hadin, it's the day of judgment. If it's the day of judgment, so Shavuot as well should not say Hallel. You say Hallel, you're happy. How can you be happy if it's the day of judgment? How can it be the day of judgment if Hashem already judges Rosh Hashanah? The scenery, the way the Torah describes what was happening on Shavuot, it's not something to be happy about. The opposite. The way it describes in the Torah and in the Gemara, it was dark outside. And then it was raining hard. Lightning, thunder, earthquake. All the things, the opposite of happiness. So this is the day Hashem gives us the Torah, and it sounds like that Hashem is very upset. So if Hashem is very upset, there's no reason to say Hallel, no reason to celebrate. Comes the Gemara and even goes further. Gemara says that really it was not a very happy day. It really was something that sounds like very fearful day. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He gave us the Torah, He brought on the world in the text, and that's in the Gemara, four things. But the Gemara says that actually when a person learns Gemara, when he learns Torah, he should exercise those four things. The first thing, says the Gemara, is called Emma. Emma means fear. That's very, very big fear. The second one, the Gemara says, it's called Yira. Just a fear. That's fear of Hashem. And the next one is called Retet. That's trembling. And the fourth one is called Yezan. It makes sweating. So the Gemara, while Israel was standing on Har Sinai waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come, those four things happen. I'm very, very afraid of Hashem. Very fear of Hashem. Trembling and sweating. So the Gemara should exercise it every time.
Excuse me.
Every time that you study, you should, before you study, you should feel like this. Gemara makes it in Pasuk, in the Torah, in Sefer Dvarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu says a person has to imagine standing in front of Har Sinai. This is according to some Chachamim, it's a mitzvah. To remember daily. Actually, the Gemara says, it used to be a custom. People used to say the Ten Commandments every day. Then Chachamim canceled it. They said people thought the Ten Commandments is the whole Torah. Chachamim canceled it. But originally, that's what people used to do. Every day, Ten Commandments. I says, what is it? It's a remember Ten Commandments. It says even further, the Ten Commandments, the preparation for the Ten Commandments. The Gemara says, before you learn Torah, prepare yourself to study Torah the way Hashem prepared us in front of our Sinai. The question is, what are those four things that Hashem chose? At that scenery, something that should be the opposite, very happy. The Gemara says, It's like a groom comes in front of a bride. Hatan ibn Kala. And the Gemara says the angels are upstairs were singing. In the meantime, he was scared. After that, the Gemara says, we actually died. It's the Akhlima who said the Ten Commandments. Every command.
Excuse me.
Every command that Hashem says, we died and we fell backwards. And angels had to revive us and bring us back. And again, Hashem said, second command, again, we died and we went back and angels brought us back. I said, what's the purpose of it? So Rabbim said the following, that actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Abraham Avinu when he was 70 years old, and he told him in the decree of Gzerah, you should know your children are going to end up slaves, being tortured for 400 years. After 400 years, they'll go out, and then the destination is Eretz Israel. And Hashem told Abraham Avinu, I make a treaty with you. And that treaty is going to get us to Eretz Israel to conquer 10 nations. Hashem promises in the text 10 nations to Avraham Avinu's children. At the end, when Moshe came down to Egypt to take us out, Moshe told us, listen, Hashem told me to tell you that you're going to Eretz Israel and you're going to get only 7 nations, not 10. 3 were taken away from us. Says the Gemara, 2 of the 10 were given to Lot's children. 1 was given to Esav's children. Says the Gemara, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu did promise us, Hashem stripped it. Hashem took it away. And Mashiach will come, Yad Be'amenu, says the Gemara, we'll get it back. I mean, this is on the west side of the Jordan River, all the way up to Iraq. He says, this is the land that was designated by Hashem. Hashem never gets it. I says, what happened? So a few of the things that happened, the Gemara says, is that we did not behave in Egypt. And what happened was that Hashem had to take us out before the time. And since Hashem took us before the time, we never finished the job. We didn't finish the job, therefore we didn't get the 10 nations, only 7 nations. Hashem had to pull us out from Egypt in the last moment. So Hashem decided, take it away. Says the Gemara, actually, why did we end up in Egypt? What happened? The Gemara says, 3 reasons. Reason number 1 is Abraham Avinu spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with not too much respect. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how shall I know that my children are going to get Eretz Israel? Says the Gemara, an opinion that why we ended up in Egypt. Second opinion the Gemara says is because Abraham Avinu drafted the Rosh Yeshiva Eliezer to the army to look for Lot, his brother-in-law. Should not have taken boys from the yeshiva to the army. This even Ben Gurion, Zechuto Yagen Alav, understood it. Moshe Dayan understood it. Golda Meir understood it. Sapir understood it. Eshkol understood it. Shamir understood it. Begin understood it. The biggest patriots understood that you don't take boys from yeshiva to the army. The Gemara says, Abraham Avinu took Eliezer to the army. This is one of the reasons we ended up in Egypt slaves for 400 years. Punishment should not have taken Rosh Yeshiva to the army. The third thing says the Gemara is that Abraham Avinu was able to free some people from captivity. He made the king of Sodom. And the king of Sodom told him, give me my people back. So Abraham Avinu gave him the people back. And the Gemara says, you should not have given him. Because if you would have kept him under your wings, they would not have become later Sodom v'Amorah. So the Gemara says, Abraham Avinu, you should have kept them. The Gemara says, another reason why we ended up in Egypt. That the Gemara says, now the Torah is going to paint us the treaty. The Torah paints the treaty. The Torah tells us that Hashem revealed himself to Abraham the first time, if we may say. And the Torah describes it as a fearful darkness. It was sunset, and then Hashem came to Abraham and said, your children are going to get up out of this country, they're going to be slaves for 400 years, and then they're going to come back, and I'm going to give them 10 nations. And Abraham is so-called woke up from that scenery, from this prophecy. The Torah describes the first treaty between Hashem and Abraham Avinu was done in darkness as well with very fearful atmosphere. And the reason for that is, Gemara says, because of those three things that we mentioned before, that Abraham Avinu did not comply with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's expectation from him, and therefore Hashem made a treaty, but the treaty was not a very happy treaty. Usually people have very happy scenery. A treaty. And the treaty between Hashem and Avraham Avinu is the biggest. No. The Torah describes the treaty in darkness and very fearful situation. That's the first time it says in the Torah the word Ema. That's the Gemara uses that word to tell us when Am Yisrael was standing next to Sinai, was dark outside. Choshech anan v'arafel. There's darkness outside. So what is the darkness? It's daytime. No, with so many clouds, it was very dark outside. Raining. I says, what is it all about? I says, this is to remind us the treaty that Hashem had with Avraham Avinu was in darkness and was in a fearful situation. Because Avraham Avinu did not comply with the expectation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though there's a treaty, but the treaty is not something to be happy about it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants with his wisdom, with his mercy, to waive the Gezerot from us, even though we left Egypt before the time. But the Gemara says, we were standing on Har Sinai, Hashem waived all the Gezerot. Even the dead ones, the Gemara says, rose from the ground. The tzaddikim rose and they heard the commandments. After the commandments, they went back to the ground. That's how great was the scenery of the commandments. As well, the Gemara says, all the sick people got healed. It says that situation is just to show us how happy we should have been. It's a happy moment. We say Hallel and Shavuot. But Hashem wants us to achieve something on Shavuot. And the achievement is by us remembering what happened originally. Why did you come out of Egypt? How did you end up in Egypt? I said, what happened? I said, it was a treaty. Avraham was promised 400 years before death. 430 really. 430 years before. We can end up in Egypt. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us to fulfill the reasons that Hashem sent us to exile, that we should comply with the expectation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Chas Shalom to get back to the situation. The Gemara says the first thing is the things that caused Avraham Avinu to have the treaty is because he did not comply, did not behave from a sense of according to the expectation of Hashem. Then the Gemara continues. It says, why did Hashem took two of the states or two of the nations and gave it to Lot and one to Esau? The Gemara says, Avraham Avinu went down to Egypt with Sarah, was a drought, a famine, and Lot went along. And the border, they asked Avraham Avinu, who is in the box? And he said, they opened the box. Avraham Avinu said, it's my sister. And Lot was standing by at the time. And he was tempted to say, it's my sister. It's not Avram's sister. It's Avram's wife. Because Avram told Sarah, if I will say I'm your brother, they're going to give me a lot of money. But Avram said, it's my sister. It's not his sister. It's really Lot's sister. Gemara says, since Lot kept his mouth shut, didn't say nothing, for this HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him two of the nations. Hashem stripped from Avraham two and gave it to Lot. And the reason is because Avraham Avinu did not comply with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectation. He did say certain things that Hashem did not want him to say. He said to Hashem, how shall I know that my children are going to get Eretz Israel? And says, for that Hashem stripped two of them. And the third one, Hashem gave it to Esav's descendants, because Esav respected his father and mother more than Yaakov. Rami said, that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know. Since Hashem is going to give us the Torah, Hashem wants us to come out of the decree. So the Gemara says, Shavuot is time to get out of the decree. It means Hashem doesn't judge us on Shavuot again. Hashem judges us to see if the opposite, if he can get out of the judgment. It's not a new judgment. Hashem judges the universe once a year, Rosh Hashanah. Comes the Gemara, Shavuot is also Hashem judges you. Because Hashem doesn't judge twice. But the opposite, Hashem wants to judge us for the favorite, to see if we get out of the decree in Chas Shalom that Hashem decided on somebody in Rosh Hashanah. Shavuot is time to get out of the decree. How are you going to get out? Comes the Gemara, says with these four conditions. First, Hashem made us standing in front of our Sinai in a very fearful situation. Emma, darkness. I says, what is it all about? It's only to send us back to Avraham Avinu to know why we're here in front of our Sinai. Why are you here? Came out of Egypt. Why did you go to Egypt? Because Hashem told Avraham Avinu. I says, why did Hashem tell Avraham Avinu? He says, we can end up in Egypt 400 years. I says, now we stand in front of our Sinai, we know what Hashem expects from us in order for us not to pay again what we should have had paid in Egypt. Since the Gemara says we came out of Egypt ahead of time, so we never saved the time that Hashem said. The Gemara says actually all the exiles that we are until now is to pay back the 400 years that we never finished. Shavuot is time to start new. Says the Gemara, and the sacrifices that we read on Shavuot, what they used to bring in Bet HaMikdash, it says over there, Seir Echad Lechaper Alechem, one goat on Shavuot for forgiveness. Says the Gemara, says, how come it doesn't say the word for the sin? Usually, Torah says, the goat is for the sin. Every chag, every moed. Goats, Seirzim Echad Lechatat. The goat is one for a sin. When you read the sacrifices on Parashat Pinchas that they used to bring to Bet HaMikdash on Shavuot, it doesn't say sin. It says one goat for kapara. It doesn't say the word sin. Where is the sin? But it says no sins. Shavuot is a restart. It's a new start. It's a new start. Hashem wants to start us again. Here are the conditions. The first thing is, remember what happened to Avraham Avinu. It says the word Eima. Fear. Is first time it's said by Avraham Avinu, and now the Gemara says in front of our Sinai, that's Hashem wants us to feel it. It's to remember what happened that caused Avraham Avinu to have the treaty with Hashem. The treaty was in darkness with fear. Emach Hashira, I says here Hashem decided I'm going to do it to us, to Bnei Israel. Hashem can do it to Bnei Israel in order for us so called to know our obligation that Chas Shalom should not fall again in the trap. Chas Shalom we should not be in a situation that the judgment from the last Rosh Hashanah will continue. The second thing the Gemara says is called Yira. It's afraid. This is not just fear, afraid. So Hashem wanted us to get afraid. Scare. He says, what's the purpose? Why Hashem wants to scare us? The Torah says, the way the Torah describes it, it's called Shofar Chazak Me'od, Hashem blew the Shofar. And everybody got scared, jumped out of bed. How scared they were? Says the Gemara, the whole world heard it. And the Goyim ran, where they lived around Bilam. They went to Bilam, they said to Bilam, we think that Hashem is destroying the world. It was an earthquake with such a noise that the Goyim said to Bilam, Hashem is destroying the world. What is it? Bilam said, no, don't worry about it. Hashem gives the Torah to Am Yisrael. I said, why did Hashem have to do such a thing? such a frightening situation that even the Goyim thought Hashem destroys the world. What's it all about? So the Gemara says, Chachamim said, look, the Torah tells us a story that Yaakov Avinu left his father's house. He's going to Haran. And it was night. Hashem brought the night early and he fell asleep. He fell asleep on the mountain. And that mountain, the Gemara says, was the mountain of Bet HaMikdash. It was not Bet HaMikdash yet, but this is the mountain. Har Moriah. He sleeps. And in his sleep, Hashem comes over to him and he tells him, don't worry, Yaakov. I'm going to watch over you. I'm going to bring you back over here. By the way, you're lying now on this land. This land is going to be for you, for your children, for Faratzka. It says you're going to have even more what I promised Avraham Avinu. Faratzka. The Torah says Yaakov gets up. And he said like this, Yaakov is scared. He said, this is a very scary place. And this is the house of God over here. And then he gets up in the morning, and then he takes the stone, and says, this is the stone, this is the foundation for the Beit HaMikdash. Comes the Gemara and says, Yaakov gets up in the morning, and he said, not in the morning, in the middle of in the night, right after he had the dream, he said, such a scary place. Gemara says, Why does the Torah say it? Who cares exactly what Yaakov said? Yaakov said, it's such a holy place over here. If I would have known, I would not have gone to sleep here. Not sleep. Because even though that Yaakov had the best vision that can ever happen to a person, Hashem Nitzavala, the Gemara says, Hashem came to Yaakov. And Hashem told Yaakov, I'm going to watch over you. This land is yours. Don't worry. I'm going to bring you back. A vision of a prophecy to the person who waits all his life to have such a dream. Yaakov gets up in the night and says, I'd rather not have had it. How could I sleep in the place of Hashem's vision? He would have given up to us. Yaakov would have given up that biggest prophecy ever that happened to a person. So actually, Hashem, whatever it means, it means a blue cloud. He saw a blue cloud in the dream that watches over him. It says, if I would have known that's the holy place over here, I wouldn't go to sleep. Amim say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand. Says the Gemara, the purpose of Eretz Israel is Beit HaMikdash. Gemara says, when Hashem told Avraham Avinu, I'm giving you Eretz Israel, Avraham said to Hashem in those words. Avraham Avinu was a Navi. He knew about HaMikdash. He told Hashem, listen, if in my territory I have this Beit HaMikdash that was designated by you, I'm going to take Eretz Israel. If not, I don't need it. It's therefore Hashem, so-called the Gemara says, folded all the whole Eretz Israel under Yaakov. And Hashem told Yaakov, you are lying now on Eretz Israel. Gemara says, what do you mean? Yaakov is lying. And the Gemara says, no. Sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu folded all Eretz Israel under Yaakov. What does it mean exactly? Hashem folded Eretz Israel. It means the energy of all Eretz Israel is because of Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash, the Gemara says, it says in the Torah a few times in the Torah, Mikdashi Tirao. You have to have fear of Beit HaMikdash. After a fear. The Torah describes it, and David describes it also. Since when the Mishkan was finished, Moshe could not enter the Mishkan. Moshe was very afraid to enter it. The David describes when Shlomo built HaMikdash, the Kohanim couldn't go inside. Afraid. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, the person comes to Beit HaKnesset in the morning, he should not dash into Beit HaKnesset. It should stop before he enters. It says he should have some kind of fear to walk inside the house of Hashem. How can you just walk inside? Man said he has to stand up in the front, wait like he walks 8 feet, and then he should walk inside. says you have to have a lot of fear. Says the Torah says a few times, have fear of Beit HaMikdash. Says Rambam, when fear of the building, fear that Hashem is inside there. It's the house of Hashem. How can you just walk inside? So Rabbi Lupion brings in his book. He says, it was a Jew, it was, I don't know if it was a Jew, maybe, I don't remember. Somebody invented the first highway in Russia. This is in the time of Tsar Nikolai. Tsar Nikolai, Hitler was a holy man compared to him. People used to shake when just heard the name Nikolai. Every place he went, he used to shoot with a cannon. He was the scariest person in the world in the last 200 years. So this guy that invented the first highway in Russia, was invited to the Kremlin. That time the Kremlin was not in Moscow, it was in Leningrad. So St. Petersburg. So Nikolai was there, and he invited this guy's appreciation to see Nikolai. So the guy came to the Kremlin, and they told him, go off, the office over there, is Nikolai over there. So Rebbe writes in his book, Rebbe said it in the lectures. Rebbe was from Russia. He said that guy walked, opened the door, he saw Nikolai on the chair. He got so scared, he became mute for the rest of his life. Couldn't talk anymore. Lost his speech. Says the Gemara, you come to Beit HaKnesset, you have to be so scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you are speechless. Chassid Shulchan Aruch is very, very strict about talking about the Knesset. One of the Chachamim said, it was 400 years ago, the Holocaust in Europe. Not the first Hitler, but not the last one. His name is Chmelnytsky. He killed millions of Jews with children like the Germans, something very, without no chambers, but just by swords. One of the Chachamim, Tosfot Yom Tov, writes, how come it didn't happen in the Eastern countries? We never heard about such a thing like this happen in Iraq, in Yemen, in Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria, Libya, Syria. There were a lot of Jews over there. Never Holocaust over there. Even Hitler. Hitler was on the way. He was already in Egypt. He was on the way to go to Eretz Israel. Then he said he's going to go to Iraq, to Jordan, to Syria. He's going to kill all the Jews. But he stopped. The Chacham writes that the people in Europe weren't careful in their respect to Hashem in Beit Knesset. Not likewise the Jews on the east side of the Jordan River, on the one in Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, they had a lot of respect to the Beit HaKnesset. Since the Holocaust came to Europe, it didn't come to the eastern countries because of that. As the Mikdashi Tirao, Hashem said in the Torah a few times, you have to be scared. He says, you have to be scared. Actually, the Gemara says, look, under Har Sinai, says the Gemara, Haram Uriah came. This was so holy. He says, likewise, Hashem moved that mountain. When Yaakov came to Betkel, Hashem moved Haram Uriah. The same thing, Hashem moved the mountain down under Har Sinai. As Yaakov is sleeping over there, he gets up in the morning, in the middle of the night, I'm sorry. He says, what kind of dream? This is a holy place. I should not have slept over here. As the Gemara says, you should never sleep in the Knesset. Because it disrespects to HaKadosh Baruch. So Yaakov was able to forget and give away the biggest prophecy scenery, just not Chas V'Shalom, to betray HaKadosh Baruch by not giving him the respect. So the Gemara says, this is what HaKadosh Baruch made on our Sinai, that we should be very scared. I said, you're scared of Har Sinai, you're scared of Hashem. I said, actually, Gemara says, you should know, Moshe Rabbeinu, the last speech of his life. He tells them, Israel, you will not know what Hashem wants from you. Kim nira et Hashem. Hashem only wants you to be scared of him. Because then you behave all the time. Our problem is we're not scared of Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Tell Israel, Na'am Israel, you know what? Ma Hashem Elokecha Dorosh Mimach, what Hashem is looking for you? Yirat Hashem. Ma says Hashem only wants people to be scared of him. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he came to Har Sinai, Hashem exercised that fear, that scary thing. He said, it's B'zchut Yaakov Avinu. It means, if you're going to accomplish first Emor B'zchut Avraham, and then you accomplish B'zchut Yaakov, these are the conditions how Hashem is going to undo the Gezerot that he did in Rosh Hashanah. And continue the Gemara Chachamim say like this. The next one is retet, trembling. Hashem made us trembling. It says who was trembling? So the Gemara Chachamim say the Gemara says Yitzchak Avinu. The Torah tells us when Yitzchak called first Esav that he should give was to give him bracha. Then Yaakov went in and he gave him the food, and then Esav comes. And Esav comes, and Yitzchak asks him, "Who are you?" And he said, I'm Esav. Torah says, Ve'echerad Yitzchak charada gdola mod. Yitzchak was trembling. He says, who is the one? He says, your brother came here with the Torah's wisdom. And he took away the bracha. The Torah tells us that Esav was crying very much. Yitzchak gave him a bracha. He told him, listen, you're going to have Italy. Says the Gemara, on creation was no Italy on the map. Shlomo HaMelech built Beit HaMikdash. The night that he opened Beit HaMikdash, he got married. He got married to Shikze, the daughter of Paro. Was no wedding, because he's not allowed to marry Mitzrit Rishonah, first convert from Egypt. The Gemara says, at the wedding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Gabriel, it picked up Rome from the ground. And says, who said it? The Gemara said, Yitzchak said it to Esav. Mishmanarati Moshavecha. It says, the Gemara says, look, Hashem told, Yitzchak had like a prophecy. He told Esav, you know, you're going to have Italy. The Romans, they're going to destroy Second Beit HaMikdash, were brought from under the sea. And this is Italy, is like a half an island. And says this was not on creation, this was under the ground. And said, when did it go up on the map? And on the map, at the wedding, Shlomo's wedding. Shlomo got married. Then it continues. Yitzchak tells him, and Esav, you're going to live on your sword, you're going to be a murderer. And says, you can be a murderer who? Jews. It is Holocaust, Chmielevsky, Hitler. The Gemara says, even the Arabs, the Gemara says, among those Arabs that kill us and killed us, always, the Torah says, are some descendants of Esav. Because Ishmael and Machshomo got married. Esav and Machshomo got married to Ishmael's daughter. So the Zohar says, in every time there's an attack on Am Israel, doesn't matter who it is. There's some descendants from Esav are there. Nazim. Anti-Semitism. And so who it is? Esav. It says who? Yitzchak gave Esav a bracha. Can you imagine? Esav started to carry on and cry. And Yitzchak told him, you want to know something? You're going to be a murderer. You murder Jews. Who was going to murder Jews? Why you told him this? You should murder Arabs. Ramim said that Esav was born on his thigh was the tattoo of a snake. What a snake? So what tells us? In Gan Eden, the snake tempted Chava and she ate from the tree. And then Hashem speaks to the snake. Hashem tells the snake, you know what? You're going to bite mankind. I should bite mankind. Why he has the right to bite us? In the text that Hashem said, "Uishiv harosh, let shavin akev." The man is going to try to kill you, but you're going to bite him in his heel. He says, excuse me. The snake is totally wrong. He just tempted Chava. So what do you mean? He's going to bite me. The Rebbe Tam Yisrael said like this. Look, the Gemara says like this. Where was mankind when the snake spoke to Chava? Where was he? The Gemara said he was sleeping. Went to take a nap. So he went to take a nap. Says the Gemara, when Hashem took Adam HaRishon to Gan Eden, so says the Gemara, Zeh Metamin Yisrael, Hashem told Adam HaRishon, here is an angel. Hashem designated an angel to Adam HaRishon to teach him Torah. In the meantime, he said to learn Torah, he went to sleep. He went to sleep, the snake went and spoke to Chava. After Hashem tells the snake, he said, I want to tell you something. While Adam HaRishon was sleeping, he did it right. And says, who started the whole episode when you read the Torah? And says, you think Adam HaRishon was an innocent man? And the snake came. No, the Gemara says he wasn't innocent. He's not innocent. The opposite. Deliberately, he betrayed Hashem. Hashem gave him an angel, assigned him an angel to teach him Torah. By the way, this is the angel later that taught Moshe Rabbeinu. And instead of learning Torah, he went to sleep. So after the whole story, Hashem tells the snake, you know what? You're going to bite him. When you know you're going to bite him? When Tom and Yisrael said, when he doesn't learn, the snake comes. The Gemara says, Luach, Arod Memit, El Achet Memit. So if you don't learn Torah, the snake comes. See, the snake was not designated to bite us. The snake was designated to be our policeman. I says, you, Mr. Policeman. He said, well, I'm a policeman. You're the one that tempted Chava. And you tempted Chava because the Moshe did not study. So you're going to make sure he's going to study. Because if he's not going to study, he's going to bite him. Says the Gemara, the same thing is Esau. The Esau, we should know, the Holocaust, everything is, starts because we don't study. Yitzchak told Esau, listen, I can tell you something. I'm going to give you a job. You're going to be a murderer. You're going to kill Jews. He said, why? I'm going to kill Jews. Why? I'm going to kill Jews. If they don't learn, you're going to kill them. I said, why are you giving me this job? Because you have a tattoo snake on your thigh. You like the snake. The snake became a policeman. He's going to bite mankind when he's not going to learn. You're going to kill him when he's not going to learn. And that's what Gemara says. That Esav walked inside the room. Yitzchak was trembling. Gemara says, Yitzchak, why you were trembling? Gemara says, Yitzchak saw Gehenom. Excuse me, Gehenom comes together with Esav. He says, why do you have Gehenom? Because you don't study. Here comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu and made us tremble in front of Sinai to remind us about the trembling of Yitzchak. The trembling of Yitzchak was because Esav is going to go to Gehenom. Who is Esav? This is the guy that doesn't study. He says, what is going to happen? Yitzchak is going to give him a job of policeman. He says, to undo the gezerot of Rosh Hashanah, Hashem said, I'm going to make sure you tremble. When you tremble, you remember Yitzchak. You remember the Esau. You remember the Gehenom that came together with Esau. You remember that Esau is a policeman if you don't learn. That's the scenery of the Torah. The scenery of the Torah is trembling. And the last one, the Gemara says, Yaza, that everybody was sweating. So Chachamim said, this is David HaMelech. The Nabi says, Tehillim says, that Hashem says to David, this is chapter 78 if you want to take a look. Hashem said to David, listen, it's a prophecy of David, that the Mishkan was in Shiloh, it's the territory of Yosef, and Hashem said, I'm going to destroy it, and I'm going to move it away from there. I'm going to take it to David's territory, and David's going to be the king, because they don't behave. This is chapter 78. Chapter 89. David the Melech again, it's a prophecy. He talks like this. Hashem tells me to tell you that even though that my descendants, they will not behave, Hashem will never strip the kingdom from them. Even though before the Mishkan was in Shiloh, and Hashem stripped it. David Amar says, no, the Mishkan is going to be all the time by Yehuda. I says, why? Then what's the difference? So David says, Shir HaMa'alot, intentional alayah. David HaMelech never slept. Before he said he couldn't chatzot every night till midnight, he couldn't fall asleep. So why can't he fall asleep, David HaMelech? I says, I can't fall asleep because Hashem has no place. I says, David HaMelech was looking for a place of Hashem all the time. I says, therefore, Hashem said, if you're looking for a place for me all the time, I will never move the kingdom away from you. Says the Ramban, you know, before David HaMelech was doing the whole job, looking for the place, everybody neglected the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's actually the Gemara says, it was an epidemic. All of a sudden, people started to die. So the Gemara says, why, what happened? What did they do? The Gemara says, they didn't do nothing. Because they didn't do. They should have searched the place, the Beit HaMikdash was in intent. And it says, how come we don't look for a place to build the Beit HaMikdash for Hashem? The only person that was looking is David. So Zohar said, this is so-called the sweat of the angels in Shamayim. The Arim says, the sweat of a person that he's doing a mitzvah, that's the biggest thing for the person to undo the gezerot. And therefore, comes the Gemara and says four things, Ema, Ira, Harada, and Yeza. It says, this is the four things that needed for us to undo the gezerot. That's why we say Halel on Shavuot. It's a very happy day, because this is the day that Hashem is going to undo all the gezerot. It's not a day of judgment. Hashem is going to rejudge us. The opposite. Hashem is going to rejudge us for the best. This is about only if you comply with those four conditions. And those four conditions are crucial for Shavuot. Rambam said, the Torah says, "B'Shavuot, Atidin Be'Pekim Galuta." Hashem expects to take us out of exile Shavuot, because every Shavuot comes the same scenery. The person has to fulfill those four things. And we shall come Miyad Be'Minam. Amen.